with your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. Down days on Wall Street are much more common than up days as of late. We'll explain in a moment what, if anything, can pull stocks out of their doldrums. First, these money and market stories you should know. The number of unfilled jobs in the U.S. grew by 1.02 million at the end of October from a year earlier. And more than a third of those new openings were in two fields typically packed with entry-level positions, accommodation and food service, as well as retail. And of the 1 million additional open jobs in the year ended in October, 200,000 were in accommodation and food service, the largest increase of any sector tracked. That suggests steady hiring elsewhere in the economy, and unemployment holding at a near half-century low is allowing those who might otherwise seek jobs at restaurants or stores to look for higher-paying jobs in other industries. A study by the National Bureau of Economic Research says that nearly 1 million people filed for disability benefits they ordinarily would not have due to the recession. The study confirms what economists had suspected, that during last decade's recession, the ranks of those who claimed disability were artificially high. Many had less severe impairments than the average applicant and also were more likely to appeal an initial denial. Of those that filed for disability benefits that otherwise would not have, about 42% were awarded benefits, or more than 400,000 new beneficiaries, to the Social Security Disability Insurance Program. And the next chapter in the world's cryptocurrency craze appears to be lost jobs. Blockchain venture firm Consensus said Thursday it would cut 13% of its staff, while Steemit, a firm that runs a blockchain-based social network, said last week it laid off 70% of its staff. A number of smaller firms that raised money during the manic 2017 cryptocurrency rally have pulled back sharply or quietly closed. Meanwhile, Bitcoin is down more than 80% from its December 2017 high, and the current $111 billion total market value of all cryptocurrency is off 87% from its early January high of $827 billion. In addition, about 86% of the initial coin offerings from 2017 are trading below their listing price, while 30% have lost nearly all of their value. One step forward, two steps back. That pretty much sums up what it's been like to follow the stock market as of late. But is there anything on the horizon that could help stocks break out of its backward-moving track? We've got Wall Street Journal markets reporter Amrith Ramkumar here with us with some answers. So Amrith, usually at this time of the year, we're talking about being in the midst of a Santa Claus rally. Seems like Santa sent the Grinch in his place. These really have not been jolly days for the markets.
Not at all. In the first 4 days of December last week, it's the worst start since 2008 for major indexes. It really has been brutal for a lot of people, especially after in late November, again, we saw a pretty big rally. So people seemed pretty optimistic coming into the month, but we've seen just the same trade tensions, fears over global growth, overhanging everything. And it's really a big change from earlier in the year. Again, a lot of people have said this is a resumption of normal volatility, but U.S. stocks did really well in the first 9 months of the year, and it seems like just this last quarter, people are really catching on to some of these fears, and they continue to linger and hang over everything. So,
yeah, you know, it's not just individual events that are holding the markets in check. It's these ongoing issues that are sort of casting clouds, like trade, interest rates, and economic growth. It's unlikely these didn't just magically go away.
That's exactly right. And to go back to what I was saying earlier with November, like late November, we saw the rally after the Fed signaled it might be more cautious with interest rate increases. But now some people are interpreting that as they're doing that because the economy is slowing down, which is still not good for stocks and these other risky investments. So it's kind of this, yeah, like tug of war, push and pull, whatever phrase you want to use, that there's good news that appears to be good news for a day or two, but then people kind of reassess. And it's like you're saying, these same overhanging fears. So the people are saying the real key will be these trade negotiations the next few months. But as you say, that's likely to continue for a while.
And, you know, with the Fed, you talk about interest rates. Mm-hmm. And December 19th, when we get the Fed statement and how they decide they're going to what they're going to do with interest rates, everyone's going to be hanging on every word of what the Fed puts in that statement as far as how they see 2019 unfolding. They better be very careful with their wording.
Right. And we saw even the Fed chairman, Jerome Powell, just some of his remarks saying that the interest rates are kind of close to a neutral rate and markets really rallied on that. But again, people are kind of reassessing. So as you say, there will likely be more volatility ahead as we get inflation data leading up to that Fed meeting again. So yeah, they will have to be very careful. And they've said that they might enter kind of this wait-and-see approach, which can be more data-dependent next year. So like you're saying, the market will be hanging on to a lot of their words and signals. But people are saying we probably won't know until closer to next year and closer to like March kind of what their path might looking like depending on the economic data and more jobs reports, etc.
And in terms of trends, the main core point of your story in the Wall Street Journal is that we see these upticks, which could be 200 or 300 points, but then they're followed by or coupled with day after day after day of these substantial declines. It's almost as if we keep digging a hole and we just can't get out of it. The market can't seem to find this momentum upward.
That's a really good way to describe it. And yeah, that is a market shift from what we had seen in past years, where a lot of these patterns had seemed pretty bullish. And something a lot of people were also talking about is when the market has fallen, the S&P 500, for example, has had a down week. It struggled to bounce back, which is something we saw that really strong buy the dip mentality. So a lot of these milestones heading into the end of the year, like you say, with the S&P 500 posting 5-3% drops and no 3% up days, are really kind of grabbing some attention and making people so cautious, coupling them with, again, these broader growth fears and people questioning some of the fundamental moves. And it's really kind of remarkable, again, because oil prices have come down. There was some progress between the U.S. and China on trade. The Fed has said it will consider being more cautious moving forward. So people would have thought of those as very positive developments heading into December. But like you're saying, the trading action is really making people very cautious as well.
And one of the more daunting elements you point out in your story is that investor sentiment is deteriorating. You're seeing that in the market movement.
Yeah, and people are saying, you know, liquidity is going down. And a lot of these wild swings, again, are across asset classes, which is what people say when these broad growth fears hang over markets. We're seeing this in stocks, commodities, etc. And that's why this year has been really hard for a lot of people. There have been very few places to run. And even today we're seeing with some of the Brexit news moving markets. So it's been really challenging. So we'll have to see what happens in the next few weeks.
All right. Good reason to keep attuned to the markets team at the Wall Street Journal on WSJ.com and the WSJ app. That is Wall Street Journal markets reporter Amrith Ramkumar here in our studio. Amrith, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.